Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
It's time to get the world talking about Black-led brands. We all have our favorites, our ride or dies, and the ones we can count on to help us live out our best lives. But we can't keep them all to ourselves, so if you're feeling like Black Opal Beauty, tell somebody. If the lip bar gives you a lip for every drip, let them know. And if your hair is doing the do, shout that out too. Because one shout out leads to another, and almost half of Black-led brands are discovered by word of mouth. Join Walmart in shouting out your favorite Black-led products, creating a new world of choices at walmart.com/blackandunlimited.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. The show streams live Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time on YouTube and Twitch. Tune in then for your chance to share your tale or your theories. The number is 1-833-703-0424. The Cosmic Channels are open.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels, number 12. Everyone's favorite call-in show. Lines are now open. 1-833-703-0424. I'm Zell.
I'm Brayden. I go first, motherfucker.
That's right. It's a different show.
You fucked up the order.
It's a different show.
That's Andrew over there. Yeah. We're missing Dan. Dan had a near-death experience.
Dan's dead.
Dan had an appendectomy.
Yeah, emergency surgery.
Yeah.
I love the best part about that was Dan goes into emergency surgery 5 minutes after, because we had a case file plan and Dan's our head researcher. 5 minutes after he's in emergency, Andrew texts me and goes, "I guess we're doing a power hour." He gets out of surgery. He's like, "Guys, I'm all good. I'm out of surgery." The first thing I said is, "So are you going to have those notes posted or?"
Yeah. poor Dan.
No rest.
How we love him. Get well, Dan. Enjoy your one day off.
Yep. You only get one day. One day a year, I think, is the running, what we got here. There's no sick pay, so.
Yeah, we got some. So with Cosmic Challenge, call and show, call us, tell us your stories or shoot us questions or what in our chat. And we will answer them live on the show or, you know, theory suggestions. Or if you just want to hear us talk about a certain topic, let us know.
100%.
Or even if you just want to shoot the shit, give us a shout. Let's talk some shit.
If you're not watching the show live, you can call in 6:30 Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. We usually run for about an hour, maybe a little bit longer.
Oh, we're getting a bunch of people in the chat. Letting us know they can hear us. Everything's working. That's good. What do you guys want to talk about tonight? That's what we want to hear. Let us know in the chat or give us a call. Preferably give us a call.
Give us a call. It's fun.
Does anybody want to talk about Matt Prater's game-winning 50-yard field goal today? Because I could talk about it. I could talk about it all night. I'm good with that.
Oh, I did bet on the Lions tonight just for you.
Glad they pulled through for you.
I still didn't win the week, but... That's all right.
Yeah. Well, fuck, man. I put money on the Cardinals in Cardinals Bills. 50-yard touchdown with 0 seconds left. Huge.
I never watch football, but for some reason today I was watching and actually seen both of those.
Oh, dude, that was nuts, though. Like, that fucking DeAndre Hopkins was triple covered. He had three guys on him, and he still fucking came down the ball. One of the craziest plays I've seen in a really long time. It was awesome.
But, I mean, we'll save that for Andrew's sports review, weekly review in the world of sports.
Stay tuned.
You'd be good at that.
Yeah, probably.
That's fucking right in your wheelhouse.
About time we did something in my wheelhouse.
Jason Bilmake does not want to hear about the NFL. Jason Milbank, call in 1-833-703-0424.
We're gonna fire back up the Diabros on Wednesday. You know what? I've got all week off. We could play whenever. I could play later tonight. I could play tomorrow during the day. I got nothing. I got all day and nothing but time for the Diabros.
Random week to take off.
I wasn't allowed. I had to take it.
You had too much bank time.
Yeah, they were like, you have to take time off. Here are the weeks that people don't have booked. We're slotting them in. You can either choose or we'll choose them. And I was like, I don't care. So I got a week off now and then a week off in December. Randomly.
That's right.
I want to get, like, we should start talking about games that I can play too. Because I'm going to have my computer open up and running tomorrow probably.
Listen, I want to play
Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead. I want to play that so bad.
No, let's play Phasmophobia together. It's terrifying.
Fuck that. No. Left 4 Dead's scary. That's scary enough.
It's not as scary as Phasmophobia. It's pretty fun, though. I'll see if we can download it somewhere. I don't know if they have it for PC. We can find out. I would like to play that. And then I would like to also play technical games with you, such as Call of Duty, Modern Warfare.
Why? You want to see me have a stroke during the fucking game?
Yeah, no, because you're just so funny to watch.
You're great on the mic too in game. That's my favorite.
Screaming. You like listen to me panicking and screaming and getting frustrated,
screaming, running in corners,
shooting at the sky,
360 corner shots,
accidentally grenading myself.
It's unbelievable.
I gotta say something, Andrew. Where's your mustache? What happened?
Boys, it was fun when we were like 19, 20, and he'd be like, oh yeah, look at this. It's coming in. And now being a grown ass man and it's like a full Tom Selleck in 4 days, I'm like, I can't handle this. It like crawls. It's like moving on my face. It's way too thick and disgusting.
It's too, that's a shame.
Dude, I just can't. Like, if I could get a cool way of like lining it up, like those cool guys, like an Eddie Murphy little mustache, I'd do that, but I can't. I tried cleaning it up and I took too much off and I was like, that's it. It's gone.
That's fair.
Went from Eddie Murphy to Hitler really quick. And I was like, this isn't going to work. Like, it's got to go.
I'm thinking about doing a call-in show. If no one calls, just have a couple brews with the boys.
Yeah.
I was going to do a sober November. I lasted till November. What's today?
15th, I think.
So 14th.
You went 14 days with a drink?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive for you, actually.
Yeah. I quietly did it on the show, too. You guys didn't even notice.
No, I did. I was noticed because you've been drinking only Black Flies for the last little bit. And I noticed last time you were fucking on the cans. And I was like, weird. He's not drinking
tonight. And I see what I was doing. This is a little Cosmic Channels only tip. Because I didn't want people to think that I wasn't getting Mitra. I just had a can that I filled with water.
Well, I noticed something when you weren't slurring.
You filled a can. You actually went and filled a can with water?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just put a fucking Zevia in your koozie?
I didn't have any Zevia. Oh,
Jesus. You're going extra lengths there.
But I'm back on the sauce now. It was a good 14 days.
I mean, people want drunk Fat Braden.
That's true.
You owe it to him.
Hey, listen, Fat Braden's back, baby. he's back. I was like a month off of the gym. That was it, man. Boom.
That's just what winter's for.
Back up.
But hey, listen, you're cultivating mass. That's all it is. It's bulking season.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. The math, it's up there. I'm almost the heaviest I've ever been.
Really?
You don't look it.
You don't look it at all.
It's wild.
Dude, you're not holding it in your face like you normally do.
You know where I hold it now? Butt cheeks.
Oh, that's cool. That's dope.
Yeah. That's dope. Big ol'.
You're looking thick.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But no, it sucks. And I'm one of those people where it's like, if it's during the summer, I ride my bike every day. But this time of year, if it's mildly cold,
no bike,
a little bit rainy, I'm out.
Like no bike or just like no exercise at all?
I won't bike.
No cardio.
And that was I think that's my problem right now, is I'm not getting any cardio because I'm still going to the gym and weightlifting, but just the lack of cardio. And like, I mean, I was probably riding my bike probably just about 30 kilometers a day, and coming home was all uphill. Like, it's a pretty good ride.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. I do 5 miles on the Airdyne bike and I'm fucking toast.
Airdyne bike is hard. Killer though.
Fucking give her the whole time for 5 miles. You're doing like an ACC pace, but right. Still, yeah. Still whoops your ass.
Zell, I like the nice marquee design going here at the bottom.
The scroller?
Yeah, it's good.
So when people, instead of in the chat asking what the number is, no excuses.
Unless they're watching right like now. And then they're kind of like, oh, I got to wait. What's the number?
Well, they could still put it together, but you'd have to do a little math.
Hey!
Call right in. Let's just bring them right in, right on the line. Hey, Cosmic Channels, you're live.
Hey, guys, how are you? This is James, John. How are you guys?
Hey, good. What was good your name?
How's it going?
It was James. Where are you calling from?
Oh, no, Gents. And I'm calling from Central Utah.
Gents from Central Utah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Is Andrew on?
Andrew's here.
Yeah, I'm on, man.
Hey, Andrew, do you want to know a good HIPAA joke?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Can't tell ya.
I missed it.
A good HIPAA joke?
Yeah, like on the health privacy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's fucking hilarious.
I
like that.
Little industry lingo there.
Oh.
Yeah. Hence why I was the only one that laughed, but I enjoyed it.
Anyways, guys, so huge fan. Thanks for answering. That's awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, my girlfriend's like, they won't answer. I'm like, yes, they will. They always answer. Oh, anyways, so Bigfoot. I think Bigfoot is evolutionized to be a super predator. Have you guys read The Evolution by Max Brooks?
I haven't.
Give us the elevator pitch of the book. What's that about?
So there's a volcanic eruption in a green community. So it's out in the middle of St. Helens. Mm-hmm. And it gets cut off by everyone, and a tribe of Bigfeet come in, and they pretty much try to eat them, and they just go on like the evolutionaries of apes and how they are omnivores or whatever, so they eat meat and vegetables, I guess.
Yep.
So they were saying when they crossed the land bridge, they followed the humans because any predator will follow like the food. So as humans were eating and growing, the Bigfeet or Sasquatch were evolution to be able to hunt humans. So all the people that go missing, because no predator goes after like the huge guys. They always go after kids or the weak ones, and those are the kids that go missing the most in those national parks. So I was kind of like thinking that's why.
I've read a lot of David Paulides books, and there is an overwhelmingly like women and children and people with disabilities. And then people like, you know, we can chalk that up to, oh, well, you know, like children and people with disabilities are going to have a harder time moving around in the woods. But if it's like something you're saying where it makes sense that these people are more at risk for a apex predator. If Bigfoot's out there snatching people to clean their bones, yeah, 100%. Like these are the people that are at risk. There's a reason why David Paulides says, do not go in the woods alone.
Man, it makes so much sense because it's so hard to find signs of Bigfoot. And if he is a super predator and he's so well at like covering his tracks, it makes sense why you can never find the people who go missing. He's just as good at getting...
and camouflage and stuff.
Yeah, just as good at getting away and like disposing of the remains and stuff. You never find it. It's crazy.
What if he's got camouflage like fucking Predator?
Oh, like... active?
Yeah, man. Like,
No, I wish. That'd be so cool.
That would be cool.
You know, because if you go deer hunting, you know, you can stare at one patch of land for like hours and you only see if it moves. And those things are just brown, you know?
Right.
So I think it's the same concept. And yeah, so it was just kind of a cool theory. And it's kind of fun to go down that whole rabbit hole. But you guys should read that book. It's really good.
I'll put it on the list.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Totally makes sense.
An apex predator hunting other apex predator, the weak ones.
Yeah, because you know how there was so many different human beings before the Homo sapiens came and beat everyone, you know? Yeah,
like all
so
the hominids.
They were following hominids, yeah. So if they were following us and you know, you don't go after the pack, you go after the individuals, so it would be a good idea.
Yeah, so if you're a Bigfoot, you're in the Pacific Northwest, you hide deep in the forest where you know you're not going to be found. People go, hiking or hunting or camping, and that's where a lot of people go missing. You go for a walk, you never come back because they're stalking you the whole time.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I wonder if we had any ways of like masking that. Like you like look at wolf packs, right? Like wolf packs, they'll have like the young ones or whatever in the front, and then they'll have the fucking elderly ones in the middle, and then they'll have like the fucking badasses in the back, the alphas in the back, just in case anything comes trailing, right?
Yeah.
We're not doing that anymore.
No, we are not.
We're not doing that shit.
Small groups, unarmed. You're
letting
most
a bunch of,
the time.
Of fucking betas like us in the woods, and we're getting fucking snatched up.
I was just recently actually hunting with Mr. Conspiracy, and we did a hike, and we kind of hiked up this hill just above this kind of like old abandoned mine area. And we were sitting there, and the bush was so thick that we were talking. We were like, man, literally anything could be within 5 feet of us. And you couldn't see through the brush. Like, it's so thick here on Vancouver Island. And not to mention that, but there's also like a pretty large cave network. Like, some of the largest caves in North America are located on Vancouver Island. So you put these things where you have this like unbelievably thick brush because it's a coastal rainforest. And, you know, perhaps there's some like cave networks down here because it's the amount of sightings on Vancouver Island are crazy. It's crazy how many people claim to see Bigfoot.
Right.
Yeah.
It's probably because they're just running into Mr. Conspiracy.
When he doesn't shave.
He's looking pretty haggard.
Grizzled.
I shaved his beard. He doesn't look that bad anymore. He looked like he was an extra on Duck Dynasty for a while.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing that theory. That's something that we could definitely get on board with. I mean, Bigfoot's...
All right, man. Thanks, guys, for answering. Sorry my words didn't come out. I was just excited you actually answered. So.
No, man. No, that's cool.
All right, all good, man.
That was perfect. Thanks, buddy. Right Talk on. To you soon.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Yeah, that's a good theory. Good theory on Bigfoot.
I dig it. Makes sense.
I like that one a lot.
Well, all you have to do is if you haven't read them or looked into them, look up Missing 411, get into David Politis' books. He used to be a Bigfoot guy. He kind of tried to get away from the Bigfoot guy just because I think originally he was saying that like, hey, Bigfoot's snatching people in parks. And then people were like, this guy's fucking crazy. So instead what he did is he wrote these books being like, there's no Bigfoot involved. All he's saying is, look at the unbelievable amount of people that are going missing in national parks that we have no database. They just go missing and then that's it. And he starts to tie in all these connections between, he never says Bigfoot, but he means Bigfoot.
He says Bigfoot.
He says Bigfoot a lot, actually.
He does say Bigfoot, but he doesn't say Bigfoot's taking them. But if you read enough, it's definitely implied.
Implied, yeah.
But it's honestly, the amount of people go missing is in the thousands. Thousands of people go missing, and a lot of them are never found.
Well, it's funny, Andrew, you said with the active camouflage, because in one of the books, Missing 411 Hunters and the Hunted or something like that, There's an account of this hunter up in a tree blind who sees something like active camouflage.
Fuck.
Like an apparition. Like they're like, and they didn't know what it was. Spooking the dogs, spooking the ducks, spooking everything. And they could see something moving, but couldn't see it. Like, so straight up predator shit.
Buddy, moral of the story. Stay away from bushes, from rocks, and from streams.
Stay
away. Don't go near them. Just don't go near them. You're going to get predatored.
Well, it's true because a lot of the stories too, they'll be like, there was tracks in the snow or tracks in the mud. The tracks vanished. So either this thing can jump incredible distances in like clear terrain, or somehow it just like, because that's the theory you start going with if you go like Bigfoot's like a, if you go the Bigfoot ET route, that it's not, maybe not necessarily just a physical being because it's there and then it's gone. Or it's fucking predator.
Imagine it's like a imagagine it's like an interdimensional beast, let's say, right? Something that we can't fathom. We don't understand because we only live in this plane of existence. But this thing only comes into our dimension and interacts with us to hunt.
So like predator. Right?
It's yeah, a predator. The only time it's here. Yeah, it's hunting.
And that's why there's crazy. So few sightings. Because if you maybe if you do, if you're the one, maybe when you actually see Bigfoot, if you actually see Bigfoot, like the Sasquatch, you can't tell anyone because you get taken. And all the people who claim to see Bigfoot, maybe seen a bear or maybe seen, or they couldn't explain it. But if you actually see Bigfoot, gone. That's why there's no sightings.
Well, Bobby Gimlin, he saw one. Got it on video.
Yeah. Bobby Gimlin.
I mean, somebody's had to have survived. Someone has had to survive.
A Bigfoot attack?
Yeah, for sure. There's got to be some badass like Dutch out there that fucking put mud on his face, fucking scream, kill me, you bastard, and lived. Has to be.
I mean, I've listened to the show Sasquatch Chronicles quite a bit. And people do tell some terrifying encounters of like them on canoes or on the, or like they're getting like rocks thrown at them when they're canoeing or kayaking. But never so much scary that they actually get attacked. But to the point where like it was an ape throwing rocks out of the woods at my canoe. And you're like, what the fuck?
It's a little bit off topic, but did you see the video of that lady that was fucking kayaking and she got fucking Moby Dicked by that whale?
Holy shit. I did see that. That was, dude, I kayak on the ocean.
Fuck that.
I was like, I saw that and I went, what?
Bro,
whales do that to people?
She almost got straight up like fucking Pinocchio.
Swallowed.
Okay, I couldn't believe it.
I didn't see that, but we got a caller. Let's bring him in.
Bring him in.
Hello, you're on Cosmic Channels.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Oh, this
up, man.
You sound sounds familiar. Is this Cody from Manitoba?
It's Cody.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Right on, man. Thanks. I think that's 12 in a row.
Fuck yeah.
Think you did
I think
them all?
So, yeah.
You're the man. What do you got for us tonight?
I actually watched a couple interesting biographies. I was going to ask if you did, if you've done a case file. I didn't see one, but I don't wonder if you did a case file on Princess Diana, first of all.
We haven't, but there's a lot of strange stuff going
on. It's
there.
Definitely been on the list.
Yeah. It's in the queue. It's on the list.
It's,
yeah, because there's
I mean, we can get into it a little bit right now. Like, I definitely think she was, you know, rubbing the royal, like if even just look at how the media has treated, what are the two new ones? Meghan Markle and Prince.
And Harry. Prince Harry.
Right. Yeah. Like you look at the difference of how they've been treated. And you know, you can, the rift that they've made by walking away. Now this was back in the '80s and you have Princess Diana, who's like, she's rubbing the royals the wrong way. You know, there's allegations of cheating from Prince William.
Prince Charles.
Yeah, that's right. I can't remember any of their fucking names. but you know, is this a way to silence her, take her out of the picture, make it easier rather than her, you know, split up, be able to do whatever the fuck she wants, tell all their secrets? Because it didn't seem like she was that into the royal family.
Well, you did get the vibe that she wanted out.
Right.
So like the documentary that I watched, one of the things that was really weird was that they didn't even like like hours after the accident happened, they embalmed her body like right away, which was really weird. Like it was almost like they were trying to get rid of some kind of evidence, which was really weird. And then they tried to say, of course, the story that her security guard or the guy that was driving or whatever, he was drunk.
Right.
But in this documentary that I watched on Amazon Prime, they have CCTV footage of him in the lobby a few minutes before they left. And in that footage, you can watch him like squat down to tie his shoes. And he's down there for about 45 seconds straight. And he doesn't wobble or anything once. And he's like perfect balance, which is not something you could do if you were drunk. And as well as they found, I think 30% of his, there was like 30% carbon monoxide in his system, which if that was the case, like by all accounts, he should have like been passed out or extremely dizzy, which he wasn't. But they say that that's what they found in his system. There's just a lot of things that are that just don't add up. And the fact that they took an hour, like once the accident happened, the ambulance took them all, or took Princess Diana, and they took an hour to get to the hospital that was 5 minutes away. And they also passed two other hospitals on the way.
Right.
Well, the one thing to that, though, is they probably worked them on scene, because I know she supposedly was dead on impact, and so was that, was it Dodi Fayed or whatever, her supposed boyfriend, the guy she was with?
Yeah, Dodi Fayed.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, on big accidents like that, it's going to take us time to extricate the patients, first of all, from a fucking wreck. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times you're going to have to fucking pull the doors off, maybe even cut off the top. Like, it'd be interesting to see the car. I haven't seen what it looked like.
I haven't dug it.
But the other
enough,
surprising thing is the fact that the bodyguard, the driver, lived. Right? So it makes you wonder, like, were they not wearing their seatbelts in the back? Was it a limo? Like, what was it? But
yeah, I haven't got into it in a while.
Really quickly, what was the documentary called?
I have to look for it. If you just look up Diana, there's like one right away. Hang on.
On Netflix or Prime?
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Okay. The hour, because like I remember from what I remember, and this is, I haven't looked into this very much. I'm just going from what I've read over the years and heard over the years. But if I recall correctly, part of the issue too is when they were going to the ambulance is that this was such a media frenzy that like everyone was there, you know, trying to take pictures, trying to get the scoop. The other thing that's weird is like with the embalming, like the second they're doing that so fast, it just reminds me of JFK, like right away, you know, they're like, you know, just taking them in, cutting them up, and they're like, yeah, it's all good. Getting the brain out of there, like, yeah, no worries, no big deal. Like, this is a normal process, just really quick. It seems fishy. I'll definitely have to give the documentary a watch. We could do a whole documentary on the Royals. Like, let's just think about that for a second. There's people like you and me who exist who we still call king and queen. It's fucking wild to me. Right?
They're
no different than us.
Their face,
they're no different than
us. The queen is printed on money in... what, 4 countries? 5 countries? 10 countries? How many countries is she on and the currency on? Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, obviously. There's got to be more like British colonies that probably have Queen's face on their currency. It's crazy that the monarch is still like a revered, even though they don't really have so much political power, the amount of wealth and like influence they have is still huge. It's bananas.
Oh, yeah. Their monarchy stretches really wide. It's crazy. Yeah. The documentary I found is called Diana, the New Evidence.
Right on. Everyone go give it a watch if you're looking for a new some conspiracy to dig into.
Maybe we're going to have to line that one up sooner than later now.
I think so, too. That would be a fun one.
Right,
it's good. We can put it on the list while Dan's not on.
There was another documentary
Sorry?
There was another documentary I found on Vegas, like the Vegas shooter. And it kind of goes into this... kind of stretches into like the corruption in Vegas, like the Las Vegas PD, and it's called What Happened in Vegas. It's a 2017 documentary as well. Give that a watch as well. It's really good.
Right on.
I know that's one we've wanted to touch on for a long time, but it's still you know, when it happened, people were like, talk about it. But we're like, we don't know anything about it. Like, no one knows anything. And the more and more you know, you like, you start to get those, like, well, that's fucking weird. Like, you know, the gunfires where they say that, like, he was shooting from one room. He had the adjoining rooms and then full sprinting to the other room to then just jump on a trigger to fire because of the you could map the beat where there was a break in the fire, like in the shooting. They could be like, he would have had a full sprint from shooting through the other room and just like jump, grab the gun and just start shooting again very quickly. Like, it's possible he did it. But to me, it's like, there's a lot of questions with that one.
The sheer amount of effort he put in to bring all of the guns and ammo up to his room over like, what was like a 4-day period. They finally put all that, like the video together of how many times he took duffel bags up to his room. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. Like, just the amount of guns and shit that he got up there. But yeah, that's a whole nother one. But hey, Cody, we're going to move on to the next caller. We appreciate you calling in. And for anyone watching, all right, no, go check out those documentaries. Something to watch. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, and also, real quick, I got your guys' shirt, and I wanted to say thank you very much as well.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Oh, yeah. Make sure to post it and tag us.
That was awesome. I will, for sure.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, Cody. Bye. Yeah.
Have a good night, guys.
A couple of good conspiracies there. Yeah, well, the Vegas one happened, and like we don't like talking about stuff that is all if it's too like speculative. Is that a word? Did I say that right?
Speculative.
Yeah. When it's too new, we get roasted later because we didn't have we don't have the information, and we don't want to be. We're fucking idiots, and what we don't want to be is Alex Jones fucking screaming our drunken ideas.
Are you referring to Pizzagate or Pizzagate case file?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you're talking about?
We did
that
one too quick.
You know, actually,
and then afterwards,
I know you guys said that, but did you ever go back and listen to it?
No.
We asked all the questions we would ask now, and no one was sold on anything. We said there wasn't a basement. We talked about a different pizza shop. We speculated on like some underground access points, but that's pretty much all we did. We didn't like. We never said anything really.
Okay, so
you should go back and listen to it to make sure you're not. You're saying the right stuff. But we got another caller on. Bring him in right now. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Isaac. I'm from Nebraska. I'm here with my wife Raquel. She follows you. Her and the other Raquel that follows you aren't related. That was in another episode.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
You guys are live, right? Because I can't find it. We've been searching through YouTube and we're on your channel. We can't find it live right now.
Search Cosmic Channels on YouTube or Twitch and you'll see the live stream.
Yeah, we do that too. We don't have the Twitch app on our phone, but or on our TV, we're looking through it. We're on your channel, but I can't find it.
Are you on Alien Theorist Theorizing?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, so you gotta search for Cosmic Channels, different channel, different show, different channel.
Okay. What are you guys discussing today?
We've got the lines open. We had a little talk of Bigfoot. We had a little conspiracy talk, Princess Diana, Vegas shooting. So it's just, we got free for all going on. So whatever you got for us.
Is it cool if we talk about aliens?
Of course.
Fuck yeah.
No question.
Right, come to the right spot.
So we're in a little town in Columbus, Nebraska, and one night around, about midnight, I don't know why, but usually I check the front door and the back door about 3 times at night because I'm always very secure about my property. And I was going to the window, and apparently one of our children has broken the blinds. But I just went there to look out the window to be safe. And I seen a light that I never see in the sky, and it's really bright. I had no idea why it was there or whatever. It was just above Columbus, and none of my neighbors have talked about it, but I started recording. And the next day, I sent it to my wife sent it to her mother, and she sent it to her friend. You know, we posted it on our social media, and we ended up receiving a video back of this same exact type of thing, but it was in a completely different area. And it's just weird because we've had a bunch of drones flying over. We're having planes fly over all the time. Like our church bells come off at midnight. It's a really weird thing going on in Columbus, and I don't even know what to talk to about it.
So it's a repeating thing?
I don't even know. It's a bunch of weird things going on. Like I said, the church bells are going off around midnight. Like I said, planes are going over at really weird times, and they're all at the same periodically, the same exact time every day. And like I said, the drone thing that's been happening in Nebraska, we've had a bunch of drones fly over our houses, and it's just really weird. Like, I don't know what it is. Or
when you say drones, are you referring to like military drones? Like, can you identify them, or what are they like?
Yeah, no, they're in packs. It's a bunch of drones flying together. I don't know how big they are, but you can just see the lights in the sky.
Right.
It's really weird, but they're not. It's not like, I see a UFO out there. No, it's not like that. You know they're drones. Yeah, we can send you the guys the video of our what I previously was talking about, but the drone thing is really weird. Like I said, a bunch of just they're not out there like up in the sky. They're like close by. Just weird things been going on. And we're just a small town, so you're not really used to those kind of things.
And are they flying in a pattern, like pattern formation? Or just random?
I mean, kind of. They're together. I don't know if it's like a, it's not like a, like if they're in triangle. It's just they're in a group. It's not, and it's not always the same group, you know? It's not always like, it's not, they're not all flying in triangles at the same time. It's just, right. It depends on the type of day, whatever it is. Yeah.
So there's drones flying, and they seem to, they're flying nightly, you say?
Yeah, usually around nighttime. And there's been a bunch of theories about it, about people. And talking to us around Columbus about, like, you know, what they are. So people would be like, people like that have drug packages or anything like that. Yeah.
Oh, like the drug, like they're dropping off drugs with the drones. That's one. Yeah, one theory.
Really close to Colorado, so yeah, that's what people assume they are.
Oh, okay, so you're thinking maybe because, or so one theory is that
weed's legal
in Colorado and not. So you said you're in Ohio?
Utah. Or no, Ohio.
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
No, we're in Columbus, Nebraska.
Yeah. Oh, Columbus.
Nebraska was in Utah.
Oh, that's why, because there's a Columbus, Ohio as well, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I fucked that up. That's my bad. Okay, so, so you're saying the drones, but you're also saying, like, weird, like, kind of almost like paranormal stuff, like the church bells are going off when they're not supposed to, and, like, other weird stuff?
Yeah, it's really weird. You know, back in the days, they would say that the church bells would go off because of, like, wolf or some type of something was going on. That's why they would go off at night. But now it's weird. I haven't really heard it a lot until recently. You know, we're trying to go to bed, and then we hear the church bells, and it's just, like, eerie.
Huh.
I mean, I'm not saying it's all tied together. I'm just saying there's a lot of weird things that have been happening.
Like out of the ordinary,
weird, you know,
like stuff that would not normally happen seems to be happening more than normal.
Correct. And like I said, there's been a plane that's been flying over. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but my neighbors have heard it. It's just a plane.
No, it doesn't sound crazy at all. It sounds like something weird's happening in your small town. This sounds like the fucking start of
this is an
Stranger Things
episode of the show right here.
And it's not normal, you know.
Yeah,
it's just weird. It's a yellow plane. I mean, we live next to an airport, but this wasn't happening before.
Right.
The little tiny airport. It's not for commercial use. Yeah, it's a small airport specifically for certain people, like farmers, or if there's a fire, you know.
Right.
But there's just been this plane that's just flying around, and then like I said, the drone thing. And then, like I said, a couple months ago, I seen that the light in the sky. It's just really weird things been happening. And I can't go talk to Bob at work about it because, you know, it's Columbus, Nebraska. Who's really going to believe what I say?
Yeah, there's still like a naysayer attitude of like, oh, yeah, whatever. I'm sure it's nothing.
You didn't see anything. Like, you seen Mercury. That's what a lot of people say. Hey, if you find the YouTube channel, you should if you have the video that you should post it in the comments. if you find the YouTube.
Oh yeah, I'll for sure do that.
Yeah, because I'd like to check that out.
That light I was talking about, when I zoomed in on it with my phone, because I have a newer, iPhones and stuff. When I zoomed in on it, there was a light that started to begin doing a circular motion in the sky, and the video that we received also was doing the same exact thing. It was like the same. It looked like the same video, but it's not. It's from three different people. It's insane. It's in the same town, but it wasn't the same event.
Was it different colors? Like different colors of the rainbow?
No. It's just a light.
If you zoomed in, and it was like rotating.
Yeah, just rotating really fast. And I zoomed in a bunch of lights. You know, I've tried to do this. I've tried to manipulate a video doing the same exact thing with different lights, and it's not the same thing. There's no way for me to recreate it. It's just, and for me to receive the video twice, it doesn't make any sense.
Huh. Yeah, definitely send that in. We'd like to have a look at that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
Make sure definitely. That.
And if anyone else from that area, if you've seen something, make sure to let us know and we'll
let us know. Cooperate. Let's get to the bottom
here. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, we're going to move on to the next caller, but we
hold on before you go. One thing I would like you and I would actually encourage you to do is to contact MUFON and just let them know that you're seeing these strange lights, because most of the time they'll have a MUFON investigator in your area who will, you know, be given some resources to contact, you know, airport to see if there's anything that's flying in the area. They just have more tools at their exposure. And they're willing to do the work to research what this thing is. So definitely go to MUFON.com and contact them and let them know that you've seen something.
Definitely.
All right. Sounds good. Before I get off air, I want to say one more thing. Andrew, go Broncos, and I hope you guys have a good night.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cut him off.
Yeah, Andrew, get him out of here, he says. Broncos.
No, man. I don't. The Broncos are fun. It's a young team, a young and up and coming team, man.
There you go.
They're exciting. Jerry Jeudy, fucking Drew Locke. Like, it's a fun football team.
So,
gotta get rid of Melvin Gordon, though.
Anyone else near Columbus, Nebraska, seen anything strange? Let us know. Because it's always weird when someone lives in a place a long time and then they're like, out of the blue, now something is so different, or like it catches their eye so much that like something's weird going on here, and it keeps happening.
Yeah,
I mean, I think a big thing too is, and that's something I'm starting to learn a little bit with more time, and I guess like age and refinement, is just trusting your gut. You know what I mean? When you're getting these feelings, and you're like, this isn't right. This is out of the blue. This doesn't make sense. Usually, it's something fucking weird, man. Like, you have that intuition for a reason.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
It's instinct of some kind.
Totally, man. It's all survival of the fittest, right? Like, for sure. That's in us. That's our fucking sympathetic response to these fucking things is fight or flight.
Anyways, I had a caller, but they hung up. So call back.
Call back.
Call back.
We also had Jason Milbank, our boy, one of the Diabros. He asked... what are your thoughts on this? Bigfoot did exist, but doesn't anymore. He existed in a time before we had the technology to properly document him. Ooh. His species is extinct now, and his stories have just been passed down and elaborated on over time. Well, man, what's Hugh Newman? I mean, Hugh Newman talks about fucking giant skeletons found everywhere. Right? So that could be very well the case, right? That could be the cause of these giant skeletons that we keep unearthing everywhere.
I mean, that to me is probably the most likely explanation.
Like, there was a hominid species that was larger than humans that went extinct sometime and the stories have lingered.
Everything that we find, like even starting prehistoric and stuff like that, everything was bigger and meaner and more fierce.
Dude, you know what I mean?
Like, it just makes sense.
Giant Pithecus or whatever it's called. Giant Pithecus?
Astropithecus. Or
what's it called, Zell?
Is it Gigantopithecus or no, Astropithecus?
Yeah, it's Astropithecus, and Gigantopithecus is like the bigger Astropithecus.
And it's like a giant fucking chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. And that's what makes sense to me, right? Like, we're lucky. We are like fucking super lucky that we even have the Tasmanian fucking tiger or whatever on film, right?
Right. That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, you think about it, like, it totally makes perfect sense that something like that was around before we actually had the ability to document it properly.
Dude, and you could put that with the theory of like the apex predator. So we, like, humans evolved to be smarter and live in groups to kind of like fend these things off, but they're always living besides humans, and they would pick off the young and the weak. And that's like the story of monsters. And as we migrated across the planet, they would just like follow humans. And eventually maybe we became, you know, we developed more weapons and guns or whatever. And they just couldn't pick off enough, or they couldn't keep up their numbers, and they've died out. And we just have the stories.
What if that's the original boogeyman?
Oh, the fucking Bigfoot taking kids.
Right. That's the boogeyman. That's what they say. The boogeyman eat kids. That was in all the, when we did boogeyman, that was in all the different fucking cultures, was the fact that boogeyman ate children. And maybe that's what boogeyman was a motherfucking Harry and the Henderson. Yeah. Eating kids.
I always like to say, when were the mountain gorillas like just a myth for the longest time too, until like not that recently?
Well, pandas for sure. Gorillas, mountain gorillas, as well, I think. Yeah, they're like, it's like a mythical beast out in the jungle.
Yeah. And then they're now like, and they're fucking humongous. They're huge. And it was 500 pounds.
Just stories of people seeing them.
And even just think about what a fucking like your average day to day fucking orangutan or ape can do to a human.
Dude, I remember
rip your fucking face off.
Do you remember that show Man vs. Beast? And they'd put like feats of strength, like men versus animals. I think it was only on for a season or two on like Discovery Channel, but they had like a 600-pound sumo wrestler versus a regular old orangutan, whatever they weigh, like 150 pounds or something. Like they're not that big. And the orangutan with one hand was like a tug of war. So the sumo wrestler and the orangutan are having a tug of war. And the orangutan with one hand against a 600-pound sumo wrestler just held him there with one arm, didn't even try. And then this pulled him off like it was nothing.
It's crazy, man. It's just nothing but fucking muscle.
Just like four times pure stronger.
Muscle.
And the sumo wrestler with all his weight was like fucking squatted down, leaning back and pulling as hard as he could. And the fucking orangutan was just playing with one arm, just like had this arm on the rope and just like pulled him off like it was nothing. I'll never forget it.
Like, so average Bornean orangutan weighs about between 50 and 100 kilos. So they get up to what? Like that's 250?
It's 2.2 per pound. So yeah.
Yes. 250 still big ass orangutan.
The one that was on the show that I remember, it didn't look like it was probably an average somewhere in the middle between that, but still.
It wasn't that juiced out chimp that was on that Joe Rogan was fucking sending pictures of.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So I don't think orangutans are known for being like violent, like chimps, like going to war and like pillaging other chimp villages. So now you have,
man, listening to David Attenborough narrate fucking ape rape and like ripping fucking limbs off. That was one of the most horrifying experiences of my life. Dude, I was shook after watching that.
Dude, like the chimps, they go to war and the losing tribe legit gets their jaws ripped off their face while they're alive and then beat to death. Like, it's crazy.
It's nuts, man. It's fucking nuts.
And you know what? That's how when they're like, oh yeah, humans evolved from chimps, they're like, well, that's got to be true in some fashion because we've been ruthless as like just like that in the past and present. Like some of the craziest wars and like the barbaric acts that humans have done over the years.
I just think about the pure rage you'd have to experience to be able to do that to somebody else.
Right.
Like you look at war nowadays and it's so easy because you're pulling triggers and pressing buttons.
You're not actually taking the life like with your hands.
Fuck no, you're not. You're not ripping somebody's jaw off and beating them with it. Yeah. That's fucking nuts. Just even think about what that would look like. You rip that jaw off and it's all just like fucking, you know, upper teeth and tongue. Like, could you imagine? Oh, man.
No.
I've kind of seen that before where guys shot himself and blew off the front half of his mouth and his nose. And it's like, oh, man, it's just a big hole. Oh, it's not good. It's gross.
See, I could see that if we had like a North American, let's try to even make it more realistic. Let's say we had a North American gorilla, like some sort of great ape, right? In far fewer numbers than the mountain gorillas of wherever the hell they are that we didn't really find till like the early 1900s. And they were just a myth. Now imagine we have ones in North America that are a little smarter, a little more savvy, a little more intelligent, but far fewer of them, right? Like, is it that hard to believe that deep in the woods that these things exist and roam? And maybe it's like cat, like they don't roam in packs. Maybe they are a solitary creature.
In today's day and age, I do find that hard to believe, Ben. You got think Google about Maps, how much taking pictures of everywhere.
Dude, how much wilderness is out there?
That's the thing. I think people forget how big these areas are. They like easy, like, oh, well, we have thermal and shit. It's like, yeah, but we don't have thermal everywhere, right? It's not like we have thermal satellites that are fucking showing us all the heat sources, right?
I go camping in condos, so yeah, I don't know what I mean. That's, so like, that could be it. That could be why I'm not it's a like, good person. But
probably if you were to do the math and like actually measure it out, probably just of BC alone, probably like 85% of BC has never been truly explored on by foot.
Like ever.
Ever.
You're saying ever? Really? Ever.
Fuck yeah.
No way.
Dude.
Really?
Dude, it is so huge. The brush is so thick in some spots. Like northern BC is a muskeg. You cannot walk in. It's so soft. You just sink. Like it's fucking wild. Like it's just untamed.
Maybe.
Like, Jason Milbank also asked, why is Andrew the only one without an SM7B? He is getting one. It's in a box in my house. It's being shipped to him tomorrow.
Oh yeah, everyone's getting upgrades.
What's the SMG?
These cool ass mics.
Oh no, man. Listen, I'm late. I was late to the pay train here. It's been a while. I'm finally getting cut in. Now I get the good stuff.
You had to pay your dues after missing the first few years.
Apparently, sporadically, boys. I was part of the good ones. That's all that matters. Yeah. Here's a question. You got these. So you got apex predator, Canadian, North American, whatever, Canadian mountain ape versus a fucking grizzly. Who's taking that home?
It's a good fight. In Who's my books, that'd be home, a good boys. Fight.
But I don't know, dude.
Grizzly's a murder machine. Like, it's going to kill you with its face. It'll kill you with its hand.
Fucking beast.
Exactly. Like, who's winning? Even look at this way. Who's winning between a gorilla, like a silverback gorilla, and a fucking grizzly?
Here's the thing. If you told people, if you were like, hey, listen, in the woods in North America, there's a 1,200-pound creature that if you shoot it with a bullet, the bullets ricochet off its skull. It doesn't die. It doesn't even have adrenaline. If you mortally wound it, its adrenaline slows its blood flow.
Backwards
to a crawl so it can keep going to fucking murder you.
Okay, what? What do you mean it slows it backwards?
If you mortally wound a bear, instead of like a human, like you just pump your blood through the wound, bears slow down their heart rate and bleed out slower when they're mortally wounded so they can keep fucking you up for longer.
Well, but we do that too, right? Like we shunt our blood to our core. That's normal. That's your sympathetic response is you start.
I can't remember what it is that they have. It's not adrenaline. It's called something else. But when they're in that heightened sense of like, it's go time, their blood almost goes to a crawl and they just fuck you up. So you can kill a bear. The bear's dead.
I wonder if that means.
It's essentially a zombie bear. But if I were to describe this thing to you, you'd be like, that thing doesn't exist. This sounds make-believe. And now when I go like, hey, there might be a 6'2" fucking gorilla also hiding in these woods that we haven't found, you're like, that's bullshit. That's crazy. No.
I wonder if that means like bears don't get that lactic acid buildup like we do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's say you're fucking working out or you're fighting. All your limbs get heavy as fuck, right? Like you get swollen, they get filled with blood.
Yeah, especially when
I wonder if that means the bear doesn't do that. It can just fucking pound away on you for hours.
We're just spitballing here, but it sounds something like that. Like it's opposite of what you'd think would happen. Yeah, I don't know. But back to the Bigfoot versus bear. If Bigfoot stays 9 feet tall, 500 pounds, pure muscle, you're still losing pound per pound versus a grizzly, though.
Well, and the grizzly's going to kill you with its face.
Yeah, but if you're that strong, you're fucking Sasquatch. You can now you can use weapons. You can use rocks and fucking clubs, and you could maybe you could just throw a fucking 150-pound rock and crush the bear's skull. Maybe.
Well, maybe there's some type of like Bigfoot jujitsu because they got opposable thumbs, don't they?
They'd have big old ape hands.
Yeah, man. So I don't know. That's the fight I want to see. Fuck this cryptid crush-a-thon. I want to see the real one. I want to see a fucking gorilla versus a grizzly.
If we can track down Todd Standing, he might be able to show us.
I could probably get his number.
Get out of here. How?
I could probably get his number. I can't say. Can't reveal my sources.
That's fair. Take your word for it.
But I know some people. I know some people who have a phone book
with his number in it.
With yes,
gotcha.
With all the phone numbers in it. Yes. With every phone number.
You have a phone number. It's in there.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll see what I can do. That would be interesting. Very interesting. Because like, what if Todd Standing knows, right? What if he's right? This is the guy, if you don't know, Todd Standing famously sued the Canadian government. And his suit was that he wanted Bigfoot named as an endangered species because he found one. And he was suing the government to recognize that. And he said if he went with the suit, if they agreed, he would prove it exists. And they threw it out. They wouldn't let him. They said he was making a mockery of the court.
Yeah, he was suing the Canadian government, or at least the BC government, for like derelict of duty for failing to protect an endangered species or something.
Yeah. So,
they're like, well, okay, but it's not. But then he wouldn't provide the evidence.
If Bigfoot is real, we're the endangered species, not motherfucking Bigfoot.
Yeah, don't go in the
woods. That thing's snatching you up with its camo and doing Bigfoot jujitsu and popping your head off.
It's true.
You don't want anything to do with that.
Someone in the chat just said about what we were talking about, those drones earlier in Nebraska. We did talk about them last year, the drones in Colorado that were never, like they were never came clean of what they were. The military didn't say it was theirs. No one really said anything. They went on for like days and days last year, like probably like last January or something, last Christmas. Close. Could be the same phenomenon.
Well, you know what's funny? When you type in mysterious drones, in Colorado, it also says mysterious drones, Colorado and Nebraska. And it says the mysterious drone trend has spread to Nebraska. So whatever was flying over Denver, it seems like, I'm just pulling up stuff now, they're saying that it could have spread to Nebraska. This is as of 2020. This is recent. They're saying that drones that are about 6 foot wingspan, flying in formation, 30 drones sighting has been the biggest so far. The previous max in Denver was 17. They usually fly between 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. regularly if you're out looking for them. And they fly in some sort of pattern formation.
That's it.
There's silence. FAA, Air Force, DEA, U.S. Army Forces Command, and other authorities maintain they are not involved. Interesting. Who's flying these drones? What are they doing?
What's the purpose?
It's a fucking renegade drone gang just terrorizing people.
Listen, I don't know I don't want to get anyone in trouble. So I'm going to spitball a question here as a Canadian to an American. We don't have our resident American on the show, so he's not going to be here to say this is a bad idea, which I could almost 100% tell you this is that's what he would say. But you guys, y'all are allowed to shoot guns. Someone shoot one of these fucking things out of the sky and collect it.
With what? They got a fucking RPG.
A fucking gun. Dude, if you shot a drone with a bullet, it's coming down.
It's a fucking alien spaceship.
Well, if it is, possibly, right?
Yeah, and but then like, you're starting an intergalactic war.
That's true.
Do you want to be that
guy? This is why Dan would say it's a bad idea. But I'm saying, if it's a government agency, and you shoot it down, and you'd be like, oh, I didn't know what it was. I called the FAA, you know, the airport. They're saying that's nothing, so I thought it was my neighbors, and I'm exercising my right to protect my property.
Trespassing, yep.
And I shot it down. It's over my airspace. That is the airspace above my house. I shot it down. I collected the drone. And then you could at least tell us that it is, in fact, what men in black come to pick it up.
Hey, I mean, if you got that good of a shot at one, take a video first before you shoot it.
Yeah,
don't shoot it. Don't listen to Braden.
But
don't eat silica packs and don't shoot at fucking rando drones.
That's good advice. Good, wise advice.
Yeah.
All right. One more call. Someone give us one final call to end this Cosmic Channels.
Yeah. One final call. Give us a call. One last topic before we go.
Any topic. What do you got for us? UFOs, aliens, Bigfoot? You name
it. Right back.
Boom, boom, boom. Beers are tasting good tonight. Tell you what.
Yeah, what do you do? Is that Pilly? What is that?
It's a Phillips.
Oh shit.
Tiger Shark.
Oh wow. It's fancy.
If I don't know, they probably don't sell outside of BC, I don't think, Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have them, Phillips, Tiger Shark, go get a pair. Free plug there, Phillips. All right, we do got a caller. Let's bring them in. Brayden will be back in a second, but they'll figure it out. Hello, Cosmic Channels. What was that?
Do you guys want me to wait for him? There's a little bit of a delay.
Oh, yeah. Pause the live stream. The live stream is like 10 seconds behind or something. It's live, but not quite.
Okay, so this actually takes place in your neck of the woods, kind of.
Oh, right on.
It's up in BC?
Yeah, pretty much. I used to pipeline in like Dawson Creek area.
All right. And sorry, what was your name? And you're calling from BC somewhere?
No, okay, Dawson Creek. Ontario, that's my old neck of the woods.
My name is Kyle.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, Brayden's back. Let's hear you. Let's hear something.
Okay, right on. Okay, so I used to pipeline and stuff. So I used to work long hours. So I wanted to take my girlfriend at the time on a romantic date. So I took her in the afternoon down the Pine Pass. You guys know where that is, but I can't win.
Yeah, I know where that is. That's not a romantic date. That's a fucking, that's a near-death experience, my friend.
Yeah. I hadn't lived there that long at the time, so I figured, yeah, let's go check out the mountains later to find out it's the Highway of Tears.
Yeah.
Right.
So we set up, and it's starting to get dark, and you can see mountains and stuff, and my dog's going nuts. So I'm feeling uncomfortable, and there's like storm clouds and stuff coming over. But the way it works is the mountains are so big, you can see them like far off in the distance. So I start feeling really nervous. So I pack everything up. I have a hunting rifle with me, but I start packing everything up and get in the car and stuff. And then I see this great big ball of light following the storm clouds.
Shit.
Yeah. So. I panic because I'm not cool with that stuff. I don't want to get probed.
Nope.
So I start taking off down the Pine Pass back to Dawson Creek or whatever. And my bad luck, the storm is heading the same direction. So I watched this thing for maybe 2 hours.
And it was there the whole time.
There the whole time. So I'm either thinking ball lightning or alien storm chasers.
Well, fuck yeah. Was the orb, was it like a glowing one color? Did it change colors? Could you see a shape, or was it just spherical?
It was definitely spherical. It was probably the size of a house. It kept the same pace behind the storm.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is strange. Really freaking weird.
Maybe, was it lightning? Lightning and thunder?
Well, it was thundering, but like this thing was like tracking behind the cloud. Like obviously most helicopters don't fly at night, and any like major airline would fly way over the cloud line, right? And if you're a pilot, I'm sure you'd probably steer clear of the storm.
You would think.
It's interesting. So if there was thunder and stuff, I'm trying to think of like maybe this thing's like there to collect some sort of power, right? Like this, like it's powering up. It's using the electricity from the storm.
Oh, or
yeah, you guys actually touched on that in you and Dan, the cop that got abducted or whatever, they're saying their ship run on electricity or whatever.
Yeah.
So that kind of popped in my head. I think ball lightning, but every once in a while I think to myself, what if it wasn't, right?
What if it wasn't? Yeah. I mean, that's weird that it lingered there that long and kind of followed the storm, but on the same note, if it was ball lightning And ball lightning's caused like from a thunderstorm. And if that was like some type of electrical storm, maybe it would make sense that it was some type of weird ball lightning following along. But I don't know. It stayed the same altitude.
It did, yeah. And when I think of ball lightning, I think of something like football size, not that big, because if it was that big,
yeah, like
whatever it hit,
size of a house. Incinerated.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time travelers like Doc Brown. They need the electricity to get back to the future.
Takes a lot of power.
There you go.
No, that's a cool, and that's the only time you ever seen it up there when you were there?
Yeah, I stopped going there at night. I'd go during the day or whatever because it's like choice. Obviously the mountain's beautiful and stuff, but yeah. I gave up on camping there.
Huh. Now we're getting a northern, a little farther north. We're getting closer to Harp.
This is true.
Yes, yeah.
Dude, there's so much like untouched area up there. Like it's, you got a big sky. Like I ran into tons of people that had UFO sightings. I remember I was living in Fort St. John and a guy had come up to me. We were talking and he goes, "You know what the crazy thing is that no one's talking about the cows going missing." And I went, "Huh?" I was like, "Sorry, what? Like, listen, you're talking to the right guy." And he's like, "No one's talking about the cows going missing, like north of town. No one talks about it. It's wild." And then he just walked away and was like muttering. He's like this old farmer guy. And I was like, it was weird, man. Weird area up there. You got lots of, not a lot of population and a lot of sky. So.
Well, you get the Sasquatch Crossing too on the way to Fort Nelson. Was it like Pink Mountain or whatever?
Yeah, Pink Mountain.
Oh, yeah. I love the Sasquatch Crossing. If you've ever been in that store and like talked to them, I asked them, I was like, "Oh, why'd you name this?" And they said they've seen them. They've seen them cross right in this area. There's an old kooky guy there who, you talk to him and he swears he's seen Bigfoot.
Well, you fucking better watch out. Apex Predator. It's going to take him next time.
Yeah, no but thanks. I think that's why I camp in condos. It's
the biggest population of like black bears and stuff. So like if it's enough to sustain that many bears, it wouldn't surprise me that other stuff could live up there.
That's a good point. Because, yeah, a lot of times they're like, like people who are a little naysayer about Bigfoot or Sasquatch, they're like, well, how could an animal that big sustain itself? And then you're like, well, there's 500 to 1,000-pound bears, black and grizzly, that roam that place, and they seem to do all right, so.
Dude, and to be honest, like, people who haven't been up there, like, there is a lot of missing and murdered people up there. But I would honestly say, like, if someone's stuck walking on the side of the road anywhere, like in that northern region of BC, and it gets cold enough and they get that, what's it called, Andrew, when you get hypothermia so much where you start to go delirious a little bit?
Paradoxical.
We take your
paradoxical.
If you got that and you walked off the road 100 feet and just crashed the bush and you were 20 feet in the bush off the side of the highway, no one's ever going to find you ever. Because there's no one up there. There's no one up in northern BC. It's crazy. Like, there could be a body 10 feet off the highway in the bush, and no one would ever know because no one's stopping. Like, it's
you'd only
it's
know because freezing the cold buzzards.
Yeah, it's like the bush is thick. Like, it's wild. It's the Wild West up there.
That's a wild place.
It's
for
like
sure.
that hill by Hudson Hope. I think their annual snowfall is like 23 feet of powder.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
That body's gone.
Great snowmobiling though up there, really good. All right, man. Hey, we appreciate the call, man. I think we're gonna end Cosmic Channels tonight with that one.
All right, thanks guys.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Some good stories in today. Some good theories about Bigfoot. Some UFOs.
Yeah, I like that.
A little bit of everything. A little conspiracy dashed in there, sprinkled on top. It's fun. I love Cosmic Channels. It was a good time. I love hearing stories like that.
Yeah, I love it. It's nice to get different perspectives, different ideas on things. It gets my juices flowing, my brain juices.
Get those theory juices going.
Theory
juices. All right, if you want to call into future episodes of Cosmic Channels, we're recording Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. 1-833-703-0424. I think that's it for this week. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.